Blog Talk Radio.
I think it's only been recent that we've been able to confirm that.
You know, I'm talking about a physicist, I think we know for a fact now that these black holes are really white holes, they connect with all other light forms, and it's really if you take a look at a galaxy on its side, you can actually see that it's a giant whirlwind, which everything is collapsed on one end and it's shot out the other end, and it's just the nature of the way energies work here, and we're going to have to work into this, I think, and trying to understand it. But you know, for years, the information that you know, I opened up to was how these ancient cultures used to use the sun and the energies to go from one star system to another, and understanding, you know, the off-planet cultures that visited our planet. Sirius is one. Sirius is a sister star of our star, and actually we revolve around each other in the spiral of the Milky Way that we're connected with. You understand that?
Yep.
So the ancients found a way where you would enter an energy vortex, and which is the light, and that light will take you, project you wherever you're consciously directing it to, and it's just like a giant wormhole, but a giant wormhole elevator, if you'd want to call it that, and this is how you can transport from one star system to another without having to go through the effects of time. What you're doing is actually warping time.
Oh.
And
How do you get through the sun without burning up?
Well, Leo, that's a hard one to answer, other than I think it's a different type of a yeet that we would experience going into the sun.
Well, are we transporting physically or just telepathically?
Well, I think it was done physically, but it was more of a higher frequency resonance that the body was tuned to, and it wasn't affected by, let's say, the gravity or the effects of heat as we would know it. So actually they would be turned off to any effects that we normally would have. But, you know, here we get into understanding the physics of energies and so forth, because we're not dealing with Einstein's theory, E equals MC squared. The new properties of time is E equals delta T squared. And that basically just says that there is a change, but the change is time. And it's not the amount of energy that's put into a certain time segment. It's less time or all time. All the energies of all different time factors go into one small area of focus. So, you know, we're dealing with reversal of energies. And understand that the energies that we experience is a spiral in the energy that changes. And what actually happens is that, you know, going into a wormhole or an energy source, you would be spiraling toward, you know, the objective that you focused on. And it's like a ratcheting. It's a ratcheting of energy and of changes that you would experience.
Is there any kind of ancient writings on this, or?
Yeah, is there any record of this, or what? How do we know this?
I think we've talked about this. I think in talking about the Merkaba, years past,
mm-hmm.
and understanding that, you know, you have energy fields going in one direction and energy fields going in the opposite direction. And an easy way of understanding this is that you have energies that are spiraling to the right, and that basically is the energy patterns that we find ourselves in a physical state, a three-dimensional state, I should say. But also understand that we have electrical fields that are turning to our left. And what these are is another energy fields, but it's 90 degree to the fields of this three dimension, and it's more the magnetic field, which is invisible. But it's like frequencies of sound of light. You spiral in toward matter, and the more energy you become, you radiate a certain frequency, which radiates back where you came from, to the heavens, if you'd want to call it that. But it's a continuing flow of energy in one direction, and a physical a direction in one way, and a spiritual direction, if you'd want to call it, in the opposite direction. But basically, this energy patterns that are multi-phase, or multi-paradigms. One is more of a physical dimensional state, a three-dimensional state, where the other is not.
So can you actually capture time?
Time?
Can we actually capture it? Like, do you remember that that video? I know I sent it. I posted it on YouTube, but I don't know if I sent it to you directly or not. But the one about the guy being struck by lightning twice.
Yeah, I remember seeing something about that years ago.
I was just curious as to how can we capture that I don't know what that has to do with it. I just thought about it, but how can we actually capture time, and if we transport
you would be in a way capturing time if you went backwards.
Yeah, and if we actually can transport ourselves through the sun, if you will, or through some portal, where do we go where does it go from there? Do we go to another planet? Do we go to another
galaxy,
or do we go to another dimension? Do we go to
another star?
Yeah. I mean, where does that lead us?
Oh, George? Boy. it's hard to say.
Destination when you go there.
Yeah. Well, let me just back up for a bit here, because while you were talking, you know, one way we experience a change in the energy fields is where we run across a human combustion, spontaneous combustion. And this is where, you know, the cells itself go into some kind of a time warp, and they act upon themselves, and they just burn right up because it's all energy.
I guess the reason I was thinking about the guy that got struck by lightning twice in like 1 minute, you know, it was because in order for us to transcend or to transport to another dimension, I would think like being zapped by lightning might do that to you a little bit, but it would be comparable to that.
Why would it be?
Well, I don't know, because
why would it be?
You would have to physically be transported to
another dimension. Yeah, but it's nothing like being struck by lightning, Leo. That's ridiculous.
Well, why?
Because it just is ridiculous.
All right. Well, what's your point, Leo?
The probability of that happening to a person, and does it have any significance in the synchronicity?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I would think that the body would have to be extremely charged somehow in order to transport to that next dimension. I don't know. I mean, we'd have to be. I don't know. I personally can't do it. I mean, I think I need some kind of machine or something that or lightning or something to charge my body to the extent that that the vibrational level has changes so that I can transport myself to another dimension. I don't know. I would think anybody who could survive a lightning strike would already be in some kind of other dimension, but to survive it twice with a matter of a minute, you know, is like miraculous, you know.
Let's throw this in a different realm.
Yeah.
What if, let's say, in a past life, you did something that would warrant, you know, being struck by lightning? Or even the idea of being aware of something during a storm, you know, it's like destiny puts a couple sparks under your tushy at a certain time. And who's to say that that is not something, you know, that is part of the illusion that you're experiencing in this conscious reality that we call life?
Yeah,
it's how you look at this. I mean,
illusion,
justify it in many different ways, but understand in just believing or thinking this, it will manifest itself. And who's to say that it's not? You know, we've talked about times that, you know, understanding karma and reincarnation, it's not the black or white or good or bad that you experience. It's part of how they are in harmony with one another. You know,
yeah.
I mentioned, what about somebody who goes out and kills somebody? You know, for the sake of, having a good time and getting drunk. I mean...
What kind of karmic destiny
let me,
is that?
Let me finish here, Leo.
Yeah.
Who's to say that, you know, this person before their life didn't make arrangements with another person who needed to be experienced like this or being, you know, surprised in an alleyway or somewhere and bringing his life to an end? And who's to say that these two souls or spirits gave themselves the ability to pass friendship in this way toward one another? One helps one, you know, I scratch your back, you scratch my back. And who's to say that reality is not part of that that karmic merry-go-round that, you know, we make to justify, you know, the reasons.
That's true.
Well,
Am I making sense? So, you know, making sense in a sense of adding, you know, another option to the equation here. You know, it's how you look at it and for what purpose, regardless how crazy it may be. You know, and I got to throw in some Mayan stuff. You know, remember, we are in a time right now where everything makes sense and nothing makes sense. And I'll tell you, we are on a fast ride, and I think just the sun is one example of that. And, you know, as a wormhole, or as understanding it a little bit differently and from a scientific point of view, you know, it's going through some abnormalities now, and they're affecting us. And I would say, you know, these climatic changes that we're experiencing is due to the magnetics of the sun, which has shifted. It actually flipped its polarity. And we are going through the same process here. And what it's doing is that it's actually the magnetics of the Earth is depleting itself, and even gravity itself, in a sense of trying to weigh us, you know, from weighing 5 pounds in the 1500s, we may now weigh 14 pounds 10 ounces. I'm just putting that in a matter of speaking that, well, the gravity is...
Gravity's changing, eh?
Honest. And understand that our Earth, our center of the Earth, is actually... that's a black hole within itself that connects right to the sun. And, you know, it's how the ancients were transported, how they would transport themselves, you know, through these star systems. And, you know, this is just part of that technology that, you know, you hear glimpses of, you know, I'm talking about Atlantis. But going back to crystal type of technologies. You know, this is before the Mayans or before the Mayan time.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you saw this, but I posted it on Facebook, this article about the inner Earth and how physicists and through satellite technology, they believe that there's actually the hollow Earth theory. That there's actually another world within the world, you know, under the world, and
under the earth,
in the earth, and but the fascinating thing is, again, that leads to in some ways it makes sense because it leads to the infinite aspect of the of creation, where you have, you know, microorganisms within organisms within, you know, infinite, you know, organisms within the atom, within, you know, electrons and so on and so forth. And it's just like there's no end to how small it can get, or no end to how big something can get, and everything is all part and connected to the other. But so it doesn't surprise me that there very well could be another universe or another world within the world, you know.
Well, Leo, I for one firmly believe that the inner Earth theory is real. It's not a theory for me. It's actuality. But I think civilizations in the past went into the inner Earth, and that's where they live. You know, I have to say in the UFO studies that I devoted a lot of years to, that I actually validated, I think, some of these underground bases and actually watched these vehicles actually disintegrate, in a sense, to go right into a mountain. And, you know, I've seen it in my own eyes, being an empath. You know, it's how they changed the molecular structure of the craft itself where they could do that. It's like going around each cell, you know, there's a vacuum. There's a lot of empty space. But this is how they would transport into the Earth. And, last week we talked to John, I think, and we were talking about people from the inner Earth. And I believe these are, they've been reported as being like lava people. And I could understand that, you know, where they would have so much energy. They would be closer to the energy source, I would say, they're on a different frequency.
Well,
I don't want to lose our point.
According to Pete Moon's book, Transylvania Moonrise, there's actually that three tunnels: one to Tibet, one to Iraq, and one into the center Earth, and. That ambassador from Hungary went down there, and that's what they talk about, I guess, in the third book in the series. But
now, have you read that third book, George?
It hasn't come out yet.
No, I didn't know that there was a third book out in it. Other than the second book was, Transylvania Moonrise.
In fact, yeah, he said it's actually being translated as we speak now.
What's happening is that they're translating it into English. And
right.
Peter Moon, I talked with him a couple of weeks ago, and he was invited to go back over to Romania again.
Right.
And I wasn't sure on who the invite was from, but I know that he has some close ties with David Anderson, who has a time research facility I think one in Romania. He had one in Long Island for so many years, and also I believe he still has one out in New Mexico. So I'm anxiously waiting to talk with Peter and go over, you know, not only his latest book, which I think is fantastic, but, you know, it taps into those ancient tunnel systems, and I think it confirms what Edgar Cayce was talking about when he was talking about Under the Sphinx was a hall of records. And understanding civilizations, how what they did do is that there were certain places around the world's geopolitical or geomagnetic positions that we use to hold things for the future years. And I, you know, all I can say is that in these books, they tapped into one of those libraries or hall of records, and it was startling some of the technology that they were using and how they used it. But they would actually do it into your DNA, and in that DNA identify you and what species and planet you came from, and your background. Yeah.
Now, has Peter left to go on that trip yet?
I don't think so. I think, I don't know. I haven't been able to talk with him again. But my understanding was that there was something going on in August. So, you know, I'm looking at maybe August that, you know, he may be involved with some of the people abroad. And, you know, this, I think, is something that is only going to be coming out, more information is going to be coming out this year on that. And even though they were pointing at October, November to release the third book, but I think it would be out before then because the way information is moving so quick, I'm anxiously finding out what connections, you know, this Middle East has with this and all the shenanigans that's going on over there. That scares the hell out of me. It really does. But understand that, you know, whatever has been going on for the last 30, 40 years, it's coming to an end right now, and things are changing very fast.
What do you think about October of this year? Do you think we'll see a crash in October? You know, it's like historically, if you look at all the crashes, you know, that the stock market and economic crashes that we've had over the years, they've always seemed to be somewhere toward the end of October. Now, it's very strange that on October 28th of this year, we enter into that...
according to the Mayan calendar.
We enter into that last phase.
Right, yeah.
And... but it's just awful strange, like, you know, when you think of the Great Depression began in October 29th, I believe, in 1929, all right, when the stock market crashed. And then you have, again, in 87, I remember it well, in October, I believe it was right around the end of October again, where we had the stock market crash again. But it looks like, I mean, all the predictions of the experts and so on, I saw one, interestingly enough, that said within the next 2 to 3 months we would have the economic collapse would occur.
Have you been reading things like that too, George?
What's your take on this?
I know you've
been worried about it, but I was just curious what you thought about October. Yeah.
What scares me is some of the manipulating that's going on right now, and it's kind of funny because, you know, I listened to this RT News on the cable network, and really it's a Russian news organization. It's like CNN.
Oh,
but
really?
My God, they give you the news of the world, and you know what's going on over in the Middle East, and as one example. It kind of scares me because things are happening so damn quick, and I think it's just all falling apart, just like that congressman who just resigned this week after a 2-week shenanigans, you know, with pictures in the in Facebook or whatever it was. You know, it's just crazy, stupid stuff. But I think the speed that we're riding right now since March, we're talking about our day shift changed from 360 days to experience to 240 days. And, you know, just watching things like this happen, you know, and it doesn't happen, you know, over a long period of time. One, two, three, it's over with, you know. And, you know, this this case down in Florida where this little girl was killed, you know, it's like that's the only thing that you see on all the major national news organizations. And, you know, there's nothing nothing on the real news. But
I think you were right on that, right on target when you talked to me about it the other day. The sunscreen. They're talking about it because they want you to. They're trying to find a way to screen you from the radiation, you know, and blaming it on the sun when actually it's all that Fukushima radiation that's headed our way, or that's already here. And
part of the illusion that
kid cancer and everything else. So
but
like,
nothing is being said about the radiation. It's in our atmosphere right now, and how that will affect us. I don't care how you look at it. You will be affected by it.
Oh, no. Do you know that in Japan, they closed the school, they wouldn't let the kids out, all this kind of stuff for you know, weeks, whereas in the United States, we had 10,000 times the safety level of radiation, and yet nothing was said. No emergencies were recorded. Nobody, nothing was done about it. And kids were allowed to go to school. People were allowed. No, nobody. Nothing was said to try to protect us from this cloud of radiation that swept the nation. And it's still here. You know, it's still over the United States and Europe. And it ain't going away for a while. It's just right there in our atmosphere. So it's like. You know, the criminality, okay, of our country, of our government, it goes beyond belief. But when you look at Agenda 21 and you look at the at all the programs out there designed to cull the human population, man, Fukushima was the granddaddy of them all. You know what I mean?
Well, we did see an article that said that HAARP was fiddling around with things, may be responsible for what happened with Fukushima because of it had something to do with the monetary system, right?
Yeah, the Japan monetary system. In fact, the Federal Reserve threatened to blow. The Federal Reserve talked to Japan, threatened to blow up Fukushima, Mount Fuji. If they didn't come up with 60 trillion yen, all right, paid to the Federal Reserve, and Japan actually paid that money, 60 trillion yen, all right, to the Federal Reserve, all right, U.S. Federal Reserve, so to ward off the fact that we were ready to blow up Mount Fuji, because we already told them we blew up. You know, we caused that tsunami and we caused that earthquake through HAARP. And the Japanese knew, already believed
But that was only one article that we saw about that. I haven't seen any other.
We read it last week. Tuesday night. On the show, and I posted it up on Facebook as well.
So you can take a look at that, George.
Quite frightening what kind of games we're playing right now, you know. Well, why we're allowing? I don't understand why we're allowing places like Texas and Arizona to go up in flames. All right, when we're that it doesn't make much sense to me. When we have this control of the weather, we can create rain at any given time. All right.
Well, you know, let's look at this from a natural perspective.
Sure.
What's happening is that our seasoning are shortening up, just like we had a shortened up spring, and yet what happened is we went into a drought peak, you know, before it was time to do that. So actually we had one extra 30-day period of dry weather, dry heat. So, with this, you know, you're going to bring on fires. I mean, very easy to...
The thing is we have the technology, and we've had it for years and years, to cause rain, okay, to prevent these droughts, okay, in Texas and wherever else they are, all right? But for some reason, we decide not to use them, all right? But yet, our weather patterns are all fucked up, and we don't and we don't understand why until we read articles like this where we've been playing, the U.S. government has been playing with the HAARP program and manipulating weather all around the world, all right? And that, you know, we've been able to geoengineer the skies for rain or drought or for whatever it is, for any reason, anywhere along the planet. Why haven't we used that technology, or maybe we have already, to destroy certain areas of the United States, all right? And for some strange reason, I'm not sure why, but it all has to do with human population control.
You keep going back to that, Leo.
Yeah,
and,
it's
you know,
real.
I got to be truthful with you. You know, I don't believe in it. I don't believe that that could happen. I do believe that some people believe that that's true. But, you know, it reminds me of that movie one time where everybody was told to build a shelter, you know, in the case of a nuclear fallout. And people have gone underground and, you know, lived for 20 years and came out. And, you know, it's old way of thinking. And I really believe that the energies that we're receiving right now, and this is verified, I think, through the cosmic readings and the type of energy that that we have in our system, the ultraviolets. The children that are born right now, they are adapting to the environment, adapting to not only the ultraviolet light or the different light that we're receiving from the sun, but the light that that actually energizes, you know, their electrical system. And I think that these kids can activate, and we can activate, genes within our body to compensate for any type of three-dimensional effects. And like, you know, we have
just read
waves.
An article. Yeah, I just read an article and posted it. That in California, all right, the birth defect rate has increased by twice, has doubled since the Fukushima thing happened. Also, that infant mortality has doubled as well. So not only are you getting infant mortality babies dying at birth, doubling Fukushima accident, but now you're also getting birth defects that seem to be doubling in numbers, all right, ever since the Fukushima effect. I mean, it's really a frightening thing, George, and we haven't seen the end of it at all. You know, we just be seeing the beginning of the problems that we're facing.
It's not that I'm looking forward to, how this all pans out, but, you know, it's funny how we're able to take more and more on. And remember, we just got done with this devastating effect on the Gulf of Mexico. You know,
yeah.
We're not over with that, not by a long shot.
At least, but that's going to be around. I mean, I just know, they just said that, I just read something, that there's the biggest dead zone in the ocean right now is in the Gulf of Mexico, all right?
Yeah.
The biggest dead zone, okay? And again, there's another dead zone in the Pacific with the Fukushima, with the plutonium that's leaked in there, all right?
Right.
So, but right now, it claims that the biggest dead zone is in the Gulf of Mexico. Of course, we don't hear anything about that on the mainstream media, that is actually happening. It's staggering. I mean, people will die, George. Millions and billions of people will die, in the coming years, because nobody knows how to contain this nightmare, all right? And the media and the governments will not announce it. Okay, they just, you know, say, well, it's happening, let's not panic the population and they'll die off, you know. But it falls right into the game of human population reduction. And,
you know, it's not something that can be cured on the outside.
You know, it's sustainable development.
It's got to be cured from the inside out. And I think that is the change that we're going to experience. And
I like to say that, George, but I'm going to tell you something. Before this goddamn planet wakes up, we're going to lose about 6 billion freaking people, all right? I posted a quote up on Facebook by Zbigniew Brzezinski, and he stated that, you know, the times have changed. He said this in 2009. The times are changed to the extent that it's far easier to kill 1 million people than it is to control 1 million people. So he's all advocating, you know, murder of a million. It's so easy to kill. Why bother trying to contain them? Just, you know, blow them off the face of the earth. That's the elitist goal. That's the goal of the Bilderberger. That's the goal of the Trilateral Commission. That's the goal of these sons of bitches. Okay.
All right, you're right though, Leo. You're right 100%. I wouldn't argue with you. But
yeah.
What about the alternative effect? Without saying no, it will never happen. Yada yada. Look about the possibilities or the potentials of just the complete opposition to that.
I like to believe it, George, but
okay.
It ain't. Happening. It's not happening
now. See, there again, you're assuming it's not going to happen. What if it could? And it will.
Well, it will, but it's going to be too damn late, like every other damn thing. All right?
That's not true.
I don't see it. I don't see it happening fast enough. I just don't see it, George.
But
I'm trying.
But,
I want
another dimension. It can happen. We just gotta let it happen. Just like in understanding fractal consciousness, you know, the same thing is happening. You know, in 50 different views, and it's the one that.
But what's gonna happen to us, George? I mean, what is gonna happen to these people? I mean, these poor, wretched, freaking souls. All right, and mine included. You know, to try to escape the effects of radiation, of poisoning the food systems, poisoning the water, poisoning the air. What in the hell? How are we going to stop this? Because it's happening, and we can't stop it now. And
well, we need an intervention somewhere,
talk about
Leo.
People say you're out of your fucking mind. That's
what about an intervention? Could you comprehend that of a possibility?
It would have happened by now. It would have happened by now.
That's not true. We still got 6 million people living on the earth, so we still got some manpower and mind power, I should say.
I want to, but I don't believe it's going to happen. I believe this is some kind of prophetic bullshit.
But maybe you're holding on to this fight and squabble. Is bullshit because, you know, where is it going to take you? Nowhere but where you are. There's no outcome.
I'll tell you. It's bullshit.
It doesn't have a good outcome. Let me put it that way.
No, the apathy and the indifference and the stupidity of the average person is just beyond freaking belief, all right?
Well, who died and left you made you God,
and
Leo?
It's encouraged by the mainstream media. It's being encouraged by your governments to be as stupid as a freaking hillbilly with no teeth and no brain, okay? That's what they want you to become, and that's what most people are, all right? And it's frightening. It's sickening, it's frightening, and it's happening, George, and right in front of us, and we know it, you know it, and I know it, and I don't care how hard I yell or scream on this station, all right, it ain't going to stop shit.
Well,
okay.
you can't stop time from moving forward.
It's just going to happen. It's part of what's going to happen. And I'm just believing it. I just keep yelling and because it does me good. It makes it allows me to release and vent, all right, rather than blow up.
George,
I
heard you. George, do you think that all these studies of going forward in time and backward in time and going through stargates is an effort to control time. Do you think time can be controlled and manipulated to our advantage?
Yeah, can they go back and stop all this crap? Or
all
make it worse?
All of this you can do. Do you believe
no.
that?
No.
Yeah, I do.
I don't.
Well, you're the one that brought it up and told it to me. So apparently that's part of the illusion that you carry along with that. You know, do you believe that? Well, sure, I believe people believe that. That doesn't mean that it doesn't happen. It happens to them. That doesn't, you know, that doesn't give me the right to judge if it's right or wrong. Just like I'm not God, and if this is what somebody wants, fine. But I'm saying there are alternative ways. And with duality of our relationship with this universe and a three-dimensional reality, understand that we have a polarity of right and left, left and right and this is something that we're restricted to. So
but
you know, it's just like night and day. You know, we're dual opposite.
The people that have this technology, and are doing it, aren't doing it for the good of mankind. I think they're doing it to fuck over mankind. And I think
Leo. Let's take a hyper jump right here and go back to 2001. You remember Arthur D. Clarke and what he wrote? And understanding 2010, what he also wrote?
I don't even know what you're talking about, George. I'm sorry.
2001, The Space Odyssey. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. I never understood that. I thought it was a total bore.
Okay.
I could never get into that movie. I just couldn't do it.
Refresh our minds, George.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
In understanding that there is a belief system that another star would actually ignite in our solar system, which would make us a bi-star system. And if you take a look at Jupiter, Jupiter is that star that some people do believe that they want to ignite and make that a star. So the purpose of the star is that you would always live in light. There would be light. One may be not as bright as the other one, but you live 100% in light, which would change the polarity of the relationship that we have within our universe. And when I say it will change, the polarity will change, even down to our DNA structures of the electrical magnetics, the subtle magnetics of our body would be altered. And understanding that part of the evolution of our body and so forth would put us on a scale with increasing our the number of chromosomes, but also the energies that or the dimensions that we would be able to evolve and be part of. Just like Carlos Castaneda talked about Don Juan and the different realities that he could break himself into. Actually, five spirits in five different places. But, you know, it's understanding and manipulating and using, you know, the molecules, you know, on this three-dimensional reality as part of the attachment you have with this energy cycle that that comes from our star system, which is the Milky Way. Well, as part of the Milky Way.
Yeah, I don't really...
I don't know what to think about that.
I don't either. But I just don't trust this system, George, and I think it's doomed. I think we're ready to see it fall. I think we're
it's falling right now, Leo.
I know.
It's falling
now. It's collapsing in front of us, right before our eyes.
It's been Wiener.
So,
I mean, as one example, you know, and even the whole judicial system is falling down.
Scared
the hell out of me, but it's the way things are.
Man, it's like, you know, it's falling in on itself, and it's just I've never in my lifetime experienced what I'm feeling now toward my government and toward the world. And I just, I have no hope. You know, I hate to say that, but I have no hope. And it's like, I just pray that it ends and something new begins. That's all that I can hope for. Because
well,
I have
I
no hope.
Say, why don't you stick with your guts and understand that, you know, we do live, there is a constitution that we do follow.
I mean, we don't follow it anymore, George. It's totally violated, totally destroyed by our own government.
You're right.
It, okay? And like we're just it's just a complete illusion, you know, by the people who pledge allegiance to the flag every day, all right?
Right.
That it exists because what we believe it to be, it isn't. You know,
Leo, you are right 100%. And I'm going to just jump right now to some of the news around the country and even in the local areas where you have municipal authorities now who are being arrested for the abuse that they've inflicted on a normal citizen and abusing their powers. But you see, now even within the ranks of the enforcement of, you know, they don't have the clemency that they thought they had. The only way to hold on to this is through constitutional understandings.
I agree with you, George, but at the same time, you know, the minute you bring up the Constitution, you know, it's like people look at you with five eyes. You know, it's like, what are you talking about?
You know, you're right. But see, right now, when you're hearing stuff on the Internet where the government admits that your tax monies, your IRS monies, goes to the IMF, which is a world bank. It has nothing to do with the United States and coming back to the United States. That money goes to the IMF, to Europe, not here. And now the government will actually say that to you. But did they tell you that years ago? No. And even the Social Security system, that is run by the IMF, no longer by the Treasury Department. So understand, the illusion has been lifted. But people are, you know, they've been so complacent that, so what? You know, what can we do about it now? You know, understand that if you don't say nothing, you know, you just push it under the bed.
Who was that son of a bitch that raped that maid? He was the head of the what?
Oh, yeah, well.
Well, what was he head of? What was he president of? It wasn't IMF, was it?
Oh, no, the World Bank. The World Bank.
No, he wasn't the World Bank.
Yes, he was. It was the World Bank. Yes.
Sure? I thought it was the IMF.
He was from France. Yes.
Yeah, it's a pervert bastard. All right, wondering. Yeah, maybe he is French. Most French are kind of weird anyway. So,
I understand. Even the shenanigans high in office now, you know, you're not. Money and respect is not going to buy you. You know, your happiness of there right now.
No,
because you
want
to play games, you're going to get the horns, period. And, you know, you're not going to get out of this life without, you know, without paying back, what comes around goes around.
I got to tell you, what really encouraged me and impressed me was that son of a bitch is under house arrest, you know, for raping a poor little maid, you know. And that for some reason, I don't know why, but for that showed me that there's some kind of cosmic justice at work here. Something's happening. That was an encouraging story. You know, that son of a bitch can't get away with it. You know what I mean?
Well,
and maybe there is something happening. Maybe there is some kind of cleansing going on. But I'm, except for a few minor incidences like that, I don't really see it on a global scale, and it concerns me, because I see more mayhem and destruction and everything else going on than any kind of, anything good going on, you know.
One thing I do like is that people are getting back to basics, buying only in America. And I think that is something that you're going to see more and more often. Instead of giving our monies to people outside, that you know we can, we have the ability to do it ourselves again. And by God, I'd like to open those steel mills in Pennsylvania again, because you know that that built America, and we have infrastructure here that's falling apart, and the insurance companies don't have the money to pay out.
What? What
can
you made in America? Huh?
What's that?
What's made in America?
What's made in America?
Well, half the cars in the riding right now are made. Parts are made in Japan or China. All right. What's
made
in America?
Not the Chinese and the Japanese that are building these cars in the Midwest. I got a Toyota car. My car was built in the Midwest. It was Americans that built the goddamn thing. And you know, I'm not saying that it has nothing to do with Japanese. They have a beautiful product, and you know I don't mess with them. But I do believe that we have the right, if we're going to buy their products, that we should share in some of that wealth, which we do.
George, let me explain this. They, you know, the Japanese engineered that car, designed that car, marketed that car. The fucking idiot American companies, nearly went bankrupt because they couldn't compete with the Japanese engineering. Right?
That's the way it is, Leo. I mean, you know, a capital free enterprise is a tough game.
Yeah.
If you don't pick up your heels, you'll be walked over. And the Japanese were able to do that, but you know, they still need us. And you know, we have our own car manufacturers, General Motors. I mean, they're still producing cars. Ford's building cars. So, you know, it's not that we're closed out of our own market. It's just that there's competition among us.
I understand
that
we were for a long time. You know?
Yeah.
We were for a lot of years, okay? Detroit just you know, refused to accept that, you know? And that's why they got into so much trouble. But now they're coming back with... probably using Japanese designed cars. Because I tell you, if you look at all the cars out there today, they freaking all look alike. You know, there's very, very little distinction between any car. Even cars that are worth $100,000 to cars that are worth $10,000, they all look alike from the back. All right, and it's just amazing to me. But anyway,
Probably 2013, we'll have cars that go in the air too. They fly.
True.
Or we won't even need cars.
Not with this country, man.
I'm looking
forward
to no car necessary.
I don't think we'll be seeing flying cars until we're flying ourselves.
Maybe you can have time to wait around for that, but I'm jumping on the bandwagon. We're going to have some of these flying cars 2012. And we're really going to an upgraded version 2013. So I'm looking forward to watching to see how the first series sells. And then the maintenance is good, then I'll buy it.
We've come right to the end of the show.
What can I tell you?
Sorry, my phone battery just failed here. So
sorry if we can't
seem to hear you here right now. But the show has ended, and we're into stream time now. But we want to thank everybody for listening. And
can you hear me?
I'm sorry that for some reason our phone isn't picking up here.
Oh, that's a shame.
Can you hear us, George?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
George?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, we can barely hear you. I'm sorry.
All right, well, I'm sorry about that, too. But it's been a good night. Thanks for having me, folks.
All right, thank you so much, George. We appreciate it. And sorry the battery just kind of died on the phone here. So, all right, have a good night, George.
All right, God be with you. Thank you.
You too, George. Thanks. Good night. And I want to thank everybody for listening and wish you a pleasant evening. And join us next week, Tuesday night, right here at 8 to 10 o'clock. Good night.